And the media is driving things. And even though the media wants to make the ET issue scary and ambiguous and, let's say, fearful, ominous, untrustworthy, there's still the actuality. And as we said, all kinds of ETs exist. And so once they start popping through, then the cat's out of the bag, to use an old expression there. And then you have to deal with whatever you're dreaming creates out of all of this.
It seems to me that reality would shift a lot also once the ET presence is accepted, then comes on curiosity about the nature of the ETs and where they came from, how they got here, and so that would really occupy group mind considerably, it seems to me.
Yes, it would, and this is a wonderful expression that you have come up with here, because think of it this way. As the group mind begins to consider this new probability and become curious about it, because curiosity is what drives creativity, think of that revitalizing, refreshing energy that is coming through constantly as having a new expression, a breakthrough, a paradigm shift, a new direction in which to find goodness. Do you understand?
Something new to work on.
Something new to work on. Some new type of fulfillment. That fulfillment can lead to tremendous understanding. There are definite probabilities that where certain viewers, we'll call them the viewers, want to steer the many towards a very fearful projection of this. And this is what they are in anticipation of. They want to upstage the natural, spontaneous breakthrough from the imagining mind, the dreaming mind, through the imagining mind into the manifesting mind.
They would have to instigate fearful experiences for that.
This is what they are doing today. They are instigating all sorts of fearful experiences, but you can look at the, on some level, the degeneration of society and the stresses that have taken over the modern world as a definite collapse of one mass agreement. And something, perhaps the ET card, will be a perhaps new energy, perhaps the giant something, can stimulate humanity and rise them out of that decaying world and pull them into another.
Sounds exciting to me.
It is exciting, Roger. It is exciting. And that is why we said do not despair over what is going on in the world. Come to understand it as the closing of a door and the transition period to build a new vital reality. But in the meantime, as we've said, are you ready for change? Can you all prepare yourselves to follow the right changes? And we can say that in some regard, whatever you are imagining now is not full enough. It is not rich enough. And it's not big enough. And even though you're saying, well, this place might just not be so good, and I'm not crazy about this place, and where to go, and what to do, and where do we find this reality? Well, you will build a reality wherever you go. That is one given. So it is not as if you go over this hill and around that valley and 3 miles up the creek, there's the spot where it's all going to happen.
Well, this is Corrine.
Yes, Corrine.
In reference to what you just said, when I first came out here to the place that I now have in 1981, it was a flat field, didn't have a thing on it, including the house. So all you have to do is say, you're going to do the same thing again.
It is true. You build home, and home is love, do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say that there are processes that are being shuffled around now, probabilities. And be patient. We know some of you are wanting to move, and as we said, sometimes you may have to make a few moves, but more than likely, you are all going to find yourself in somewhere where the populations are not going to be increasing with, let's say, moving more and more herds in where things become denser and denser. Those are going to be more difficult areas. They will be livable. They will be livable. They will change and undergo, let's say, a whole new reality. But think about it. Do you want to live in a, let's say, metropolitan sprawl? Or, let's say, perhaps found and start to build a whole new town and village with others to meet your own model and your own dreams. Do you understand?
Yes. Yeah.
How do you think America got settled?
Yeah. Exactly that way.
Mm-hmm. One little house in a town.
This is Karen, just real quick. I was drawing on my full moon paper. I decided instead of writing about what I wanted to
do. Ooh, drawing's a good idea.
I started drawing. And without anything in mind, because I didn't picture ahead of time what type of house I wanted, and it was very different than what I expected. There was more than one building. There were several. One was stone and had sort of an earthen top, and there were paths. I spent all these little pathways. It was different than anything that I've actually consciously projected in my own mind. So it sort of came out, you know, and it wasn't to be taken literally, but it made me think in different terms.
It is an exercise in consciousness, and everyone needs a little more exercise in consciousness, also a little more exercise with the physical body. So use the spring to spring forward, all right? Use your imagination. Trust that as earth unfolds her green, that the greening of your heart chakra and it will ripen the third eye and bring you clarity of vision, and let that energy work through you and refine the cosmic energy by accepting it and feeling that renewal in every moment. So the beeper has beeped a while ago, and how about we go out with another yes, a harmonic game, and we'll play for, what would you like to play for, friends?
Joy.
Joy, what else?
Laughter.
Laughter.
Nature.
And that pristine.
Our new pristine world.
Pristine, probable world, yes.